Okay. I'm not really feeling up to talking, but I'm called to do so. So we'll see how it goes. I'm calling this one broken. And thankfully, I am not broken, but the world definitely is. And so what does it, that means that the vast majority of beings are broken. And they have been for so long. Why is that? Many reasons, I don't know. I'm just starting to unpack it. And like now, there are no mind weapons. There are no negative voices in our minds. Spiritual realms created to weaken us and divert us and make us dumber, uninspired. Those are all going away or finished. I'm not sure for you. I'm still at the very end of it because I've taken it on to try to help others, but no more. I'm disconnecting myself from all beings. You're on your own after today. It won't be easy. Even the natural world is divided. It has been for way too long. And so things have to change. I don't know how it's going to be. It'll be different than it's been in the past. But it's changing. Look at the stars. Are they drunk? Are they? What's going on with them? They're fake. Everything you've known in your life is fake. Everything you've learned about in prison, school, is fake and dumb. Everything you've watched and wasted your lives watching is dumb and fake. Maybe there's a little thread of not fake, but it's fiction. This place is going to change even faster than it has been. There'll be earthquakes deep in the ground. It'll be almost continuous. It won't be like a movie cataclysm, but know that this etch-a-sketch is being wiped. And the whole board is destroyed. Because it has been. It says we're living in destruction that we participate in every day. Truth is your only ally. If you want to live, express gratitude to truth. It's not a deity. Just it is, it's truth. If you want to somehow make your individual way out of the fiction, you have to align with truth at whatever the cost. It's going to be pain. It will be painful because we live a lie. I don't live a lie anymore, but I've been battling the lie. There's no leadership. There never has been. It's fiction. Basing a society on raping and pillaging the natural world and women and children is not a culture. It is a sickness beyond sicknesses. Building a culture on drug dealing, avoidance and drugs to manipulate every single being, to abuse every single being. This is nothing to pledge allegiance to. This is a fucking nightmare. Forgive my language, but what the fuck else is it? It's a fucking nightmare. And you're participating in it. I'm not participating in it. more. Less than 4 months now, there'll be no motorized vehicles or planes that pollute the air, that pollute life. They will not work anymore. Within 9 months, it'll be a complete changing of the land. Very little land will be left. If you're serious about serving truth and repenting and learning how to be of service to this place, why are we here as humans, as beings, balokianas, to serve life itself, to be the guardians, the gardeners, the healers. I built a healing machine that is destroying all evil. It has been easy, because evil starts in the spiritual realm. Not really, there were spiritual realms, but not anymore. It's all becoming physical, because it has to be something different. And it's so corrupt to the core. I have a post about blaming, like, it's the man's fault, the male's fault. These are not males. These are a result of corruption in the spiritual realm that's been controlled by the feminine, the collectivist feminine, demon. Kribet, kribonios, that cannot look at their shadow, that cannot take responsibility, that cannot destroy their children, that are fucking evil. And so it manifests in the manialan, in the physical, as homosexual child, woman raping miatavas. Not men. Beings that pretend to be men. There are no men here. What do men do? They walk into fear. They walk into danger. They walk into these places to face them and do whatever it takes to destroy evil. That is a man. That is Manian, a fearless being that will stand up to any other being that has corrupted life, that is destroying life at whatever the cost, to be abandoned, to walk alone, to live alone for however long it takes, to serve truth, to do what is necessary. 260 miles, roughly, is all that will be left of this place. The rest will just be fog for a trillion years. There will be so few beings left because it is broken. This place is broken. You are broken. Not me. I've worked on myself to the extreme that it was targeted by every government in existence, and I have destroyed them on my own. Because I am the first activated Kriyaseti Roroki being in existence ever. I have merged the spiritual realm with the physical. I have navigated places no beings will ever know or understand. And not one single acquaintance in this life or former lifetime has stepped up to serve truth alongside of me. They've all turned against me. And now you all face your own worst nightmare, your self. I'm tired. Of having my time wasted and my life interfered with, my entire life, having my eyes in utero with a spiritual weapon wired so other beings could watch through my eyes on the dark web, which is just a slide to me onto Montia. It's a demonic mirror used by governments, used by Satanists, used by Ilasiantask, fake elites, wealthy beings propped up by their feminine spiritual ancestors the bloodline, certain families that promoted because their ancestors controlled the spiritual realm, destroying any masculine being that would stand up to them. Except for me. Because I'm the oldest being in existence, and how do I get treated? Like class, like klempa, like a slave, like a pet they call me in the zoo. No more. You're on your own, Flutes. Beatinia, klopoi, aain, kliamiano. Enjoy eating yourselves. Displaced, telepicantonas. I don't give a flying fea kikik, a blokey, plefunke about you. You are plopopa, you are plimpiafa, you spippy, kla kinti aka. You are a splayhaika, you are a blehoskind, you are a worthless speck of nothing that is gonna die and die and feel more and more pain, a crescendo of pain for all of eternity. Or maybe not. Maybe I'm just something else. I'm just gonna disappear while being here. Oh, so you low to my fullity kimbo him then. Oh, a lambo, a lean. Oh, a lambo. Oy la meyo, ayala mo klasike yo mulohi nivind, ayala mbrei yo mulohu heili. Bayolahu hihimbo hu kehiyon hailes putrend. Lehilam movom klehiyin uhiyin. Lislehilalovom kehilon ulehiyin. Ayahia Mokoyan, oh, Lesuay for two, Alin.